Well, it's our most expensive defence acquisition yet, but when it comes to the Joint Strike Fighter Jet, Australia's either, quotes, a nation of rich optimists or fools. That's the verdict from Dr. Keith Joiner, the man who until recently was the head of test and evaluation for the whole of the Australian Defence Force, including the Joint Strike Fighter. The JSF, get used to that acronym, was supposed to be here 4 years ago. It's still unfinished, and the latest test reports out of the US detail a long list of problems. A background briefing investigation has been told that not only does Australia not participate in the testing of the troubled jet, our agencies don't even read the US test reports. Sarah Dingle reports.
The F-35 Joint Strike Fighter, without challenge, in the dangerous and unpredictable skies.
The Joint Strike Fighter is billed as an advanced stealth fighter with cutting-edge technology. Australia bought into the JSF program 14 years ago, but the jet is still in development, and the latest US test reports describe a litany of problems. For instance, when the Mercury's at 32 degrees or higher and internal stores are loaded, the JSF has to open its weapons bay doors every 10 minutes when on the ground and sometimes also in the air to prevent overheating. Chris Mills is a former wing commander with the RAAF.
So when they open the weapons bay doors, it loses its low observability. So first of all, you get a great big flare saying, oh, guess what we've got? We've got a Joint Strike Fighter here. In addition, every time you open the weapons bay doors, you heat and cool the weapons, and electronics hates that. So you get a very high failure rate.
If the pilot weighs less than 75 kilos and needs to eject, there's a 1 in 4 to 1 in 5 chance the software-heavy helmet will snap their neck and kill them. Chris Mills says the JSF has a nickname.
It was conferred, I have heard, from the Fighter Weapons School, and these are the top guns of the United States Air Force, and they call it the Little Turd.
But the man who, until a year ago, was in charge of test and evaluation for the whole of the Australian Defence Force says the worst part about the JSF is its software.
Okay, the Joint Strike Fighter is a completely software-driven aircraft.
Dr. Keith Joiner has spoken exclusively to Background Briefing about his concerns.
It hasn't done any cybersecurity testing yet, the aircraft. The only system that has done cybersecurity vulnerability and penetration testing is the logistics software, so ordering spares, and it didn't go very well. So the most software-driven aircraft ever built hasn't yet been tested against cyber security and the modern cyber warfare threats.
I mean, that sounds appalling.
It is. There's no other way to look at it.
Australia has formally nominated the US to carry out all the testing on our JSF jets, which at $17.8 billion so far are the most expensive defence item we've ever bought. Keith Joiner says he asked for Australia to participate in flight tests, but Defence said no because it would cost too much money. Australia does receive test progress reports out of the US, but Dr. Joiner has told Background Briefing those test reports are not being given to Australian test agencies.
Since the decision is to rely on the US, we don't do a lot with those test reports, in my view. My understanding is that they're not formally put through our test agencies for comment or feedback.
So they're on the shelf somewhere?
I won't directly answer that one, Sarah.
Testing on the jet is still unfinished, but jets are being produced anyway, meaning some of our JSFs will need to be fixed after they've been built. Dr. Keith Joiner says Australia should postpone our latest order of 58 jets until the plane is finally testing complete.
It's just the fact that we might end up with 72 of them and then find out what they can't do or can do. We don't do the US any favours when we appear such a soft touch. This is not the war against ISIS, where we need to show allegiance and a determination to the enemy. It's an acquisition involving a sole-sourced major multinational corporation that is consistently undervaluing the test program and a US program office that will not or cannot stand up to them. And our defence is mixing up its strategies here, and it needs to put some pressure back on the program like Canada has. So we need to get a little bit of spine back here and stand up to the company.
When it comes to the Joint Strike Fighter program, we are either rich optimists or we are fools.
Absolutely.
Background Briefing can reveal the head of Australia's Joint Strike Fighter program, the RAAF's Air Vice Marshal Deeble, is unsure how many of Australia's expensive jets are currently in production. Background Briefing phoned into a press conference with Air Vice Marshal Deeble and the visiting head of the American Joint Strike Fighter program, Lieutenant General Chris Bogdan. Air Vice Marshal Deeble is being whispered the answers here by US Lieutenant General Chris Bogdan.
So how many of those 58 approved for purchase in 2014 are currently in production?
I would tell you that there's probably somewhere between 0 and 16.
Yeah, there'll be somewhere between 0 and 16, as General Bogdan's comment.
Thank you, Air Vice Marshal. So you don't know how many of those 58 aircraft are currently in production?
No more than 16 aircraft.
But you're not sure how many?
I'm not. We will get you the answer specifically about that. We'll take that on notice.
The Defence Minister Maurice Payne and the maker of the Joint Strike Fighter, Lockheed Martin, both declined an interview.
Sarah Dingle, the reporter, and you can read Defence Media's response to our questions on the Background Briefing website. You can hear the full investigation into our Joint Strike Fighter program this Sunday on Background Briefing, just after the 8 o'clock news here on Radio National.